This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, thank you. This is the second part of the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance call on the 2nd of March, 2018. We've had a bit of a technical issue and had to reboot the Adobe Connect. Now everyone is able to hear everyone else, thankfully, until further notice. And due to time constraints, let's get moving then immediately back with our discussion. We assume that the roll call is going to be the same as the roll call we had to start with. We might have lost a few people along the way, but that's fine. So we have three. We decided that we were going to go first for the challenges, list of challenges, and from there, list where they are being discussed. And the challenges at the moment, there are three of them. There's the distribution of IP address blocks. There's coordination of domain names, and there is, or domain names, of top-level domains, sorry. And the third one is the geographical names at the top level. So for distribution of IP address blocks, the ITU, WTSA was a location where much discussion took place. Follow-up at the Penny Pot. For geographical names at the top level, WIPO is a location where such discussions are taking place. And now I open the floor. And finally, Greg Shatten. Let's see if we can hear you, Greg.
This is Greg. Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, success. Welcome.
Thank you. It appeared the call divided into two halves, each of which could only hear its own half. So Judith and Christopher and I were having a jolly old time on one side of the divide. While you were doing whatever you're doing on the other side. In any case, I look at the geographical indication or geographical names question as kind of being indicative of a larger challenge or issue, which is continued basically the tension between multilateral and multi-stakeholder fora and the shift continued exploration of how government stakeholders interact in ICANN and also outside of ICANN with ICANN. So the geographic names thing is as much a symptom as it is an issue. I don't want to bore everybody because we have another group in which we can bore each other on this subject, but I do have a slightly different set of views than Christopher. I'll leave it at that. But I think it's, while the specific is a challenge and this is the type of string that can cause a challenge, I think the larger challenge is both the issue of where ICANN is in the world and where governments are in their organizations where they come first. I think the collapse of the attempts at so-called enhanced cooperation point to the fact that there is still no one way forward in which everyone seems to feel comfortable that they're that they have the right amount of responsibility for their destiny and for the destiny of the Internet. Thanks.
Thank you for this, Christopher. That's very helpful. It's Olivia speaking. So I've noted down then that the geographical names are just a subset of the tension between multilateral and multi-stakeholder fora and part of a wider issue on how government stakeholders interact with ICANN and in ICANN and outside of ICANN. And the forum where we've seen some of these issues, these challenges, is the CSTD, I believe. And are there any other locations that you would point to as well as these tensions being present?
Certainly the ITU, given the proposals we saw at WTDC and which we're likely to see at the 2018 plenipotentiary.
So a tension between multilateral and multi-stakeholder fora.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Any other thoughts? Any other suggestions? You can't tell me that they're just three things. So the tension between multilateral and multi-stakeholder fora, how do government stakeholders interact in ICANN and outside of ICANN, being a subset of this, distribution of IP address blocks and coordination of top-level domains. Where is that? Is that also in WTDC that there are challenges to the ICANN's authority over top-level domains?
Yeah. Well, as I mentioned earlier, there was a proposal in WTSA that the ITU should allow the study groups to look at the whole nature of generic top-level domains and what is allowed and what's not allowed, and that could repeat itself in plenipotentiary. I mean, we don't know because we haven't seen the proposals yet, but that's where it surfaced in the ITU. So we'll have to see. It's also possibly worth mentioning that there has been quite a bit of dialogue on the so-called e-commerce agenda. Now, how much that touches on our remit is difficult to tell, that the WTO were talking about. But the e-commerce did extend in at least one incarnation to the domain name system.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. So I'll put this also under here. Any other suggestions? So we've got three main challenges at the moment: IP address blocks, top-level domains, and the larger issue of multilateral versus multi-stakeholder. Greg Shatton, you have the floor.
I think another issue, and let me see if I can express this in a way that's intelligible because it's kind of coming together in my brain, is how ICANN interacts with other organizations, and often the tension between ICANN the organization and ICANN the broader community or communities. For instance, I don't know how many people saw the alliance with the GSMA, I think it is, coming, that ICANN signed at the Global Mobile Congress. Also, just the whole GDPR issue where ICANN, the organization, came very late to the party, and one of their explanations was that the stakeholders should have communicated directly with the DPAs and others. So there's still, I think, a challenge of taking our unique organization and trying to figure out how it can either communicate in a unified way, or at least even in a way that where the communication within the organization and the communication between the ICANN, however you define it, and the other organizations, ISTAR and beyond, can take place. And I don't think this is, at this point, a kind of an ill will or a power struggle. It's more just a challenge that we have not yet met. Thank you.
Thanks for this. For this suggestion, Greg, and a question on this, so Olivia speaking for the transcript, a question, how ICANN interacts with other organizations, is that something that this working group should be studying or should be tracking? Because again, we're saying, why is it important that ICANN engages in internet political issues?
Well, I think if we frame the question that way, I think frame my concern a little bit differently in a way that's not kind of so much of a third rail issue or a CCWG or CCEG kind of sniping at the organization, but that that continued interaction between different parts of ICANN as they interact with outside the organization is really necessary to have the communications be more productive and consistent and effective by only kind of coming into the rest of the world from time to time. like an occasional guest, like a second cousin, and it kind of leaves these continued kind of gaps in communication. So I think what I'd say is the challenge is a lack of sustained engagement and a lack of communication between different parts of ICANN's universe as to how they are engaging with other parts of the IG universe. Thanks.
Thanks for this. Great. Yeah, thank you, Greg. Actually, do you think, in your view, the GDPR issue, is that an issue? We know it's an issue that is primarily for databases and privacy regulation, but is that an issue of internet governance as such? Because that issue was raised by some community members a few years ago, and yet ICANN did not appear to have seized it early enough, and suddenly it comes as the big thing that something needs to be done about. So is the GDPR internet governance?
Governance to the extent that it affects it, and clearly in the case of who is, among many other things, but primarily who is, GDPR has put a big fat boot right into the middle of internet governance, so I don't think we can say it's not internet governance, even though plenty of other parts of GDPR aren't. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for this, Greg. I see a queue now. Christopher Wilkinson, you're next.
Thank you. My cue shows Alan in front of me, but I'm sure he'll be patient just for a couple of seconds. On your last question, the internet governance issue about GDPR is of ICANN's own creation. I'm prepared to say that there are limits to multi-stakeholder governance insofar as public authorities enact laws. ICANN has been warned for 10 years that the WHOIS was in infraction of European, if not other countries, privacy laws. The governance issue is not whether GDPR is part of governance. The governance issue is why the hell did ICANN ignore the warnings that they received about the incompatibility of what they were doing vis-a-vis pre-existing privacy law? Bearing in mind, and I should come back to this as necessary, bearing in mind that the Articles of Incorporation of ICANN oblige ICANN to respect applicable local law. And that, in this particular case, includes European privacy law, which long predates the GDPR.
Okay, thanks for this, Christopher. Next is Nigel Higson.
Yes, thank you, Olivier. I mean, rather than sort of debate GDPR, but I agree with Greg that this is an issue that affects ICANN, but I think we could code it rather more general and put data protection in the laws on data protection affect ICANN. Now, whether we should be aware of them or not or whatever is another issue, but they do affect the way we operate in the same way as potential laws on cybersecurity. What's being proposed in the European Commission in terms of standards on cybersecurity could affect the way that registrars and registrars operate. So I think cybersecurity and data protection are internet governance issues as defined under WSIS, and they do affect ICANN. Thank you.
Thank you for this, Nigel. Are there any other thoughts on this? I'm taking a few notes about what you've said here. So they've both been defined under the WSIS. Both cybersecurity and data protection have been defined as internet governance by the WSIS. So these are all challenges that we are seeing here in various fora. Just regarding cybersecurity, where is the most Where are the most discussions taking place these days for this? I'm always trying to relate the challenges to the fora after that.
Well, I mean, others will have ideas. Again, we come back to the UN. I think Veli might have dropped off, but as he has told us before, as Veli Markovsky has told us before, in the resolutions that are likely to go in the second committee or the first committee this year at the UN is likely to be the Russian proposal on cybersecurity. And we're likely to see a proposal on cybersecurity. The Russians told us they were putting one into the plenipotentiary, the ITU. So we're likely to see proposals on cybersecurity in these global bodies, as well as being at the in the European Union, of course.
Okay. Thanks for this, Nigel. I see some plus ones in the chat, and really mindful of the time and the amount of time we've lost in our technical problems. I wanted to also see what lineup of people we could have. The current suggested lineup is Tarek, Tatiana, Steve Del Bianco, Jimson, and Raul. Are there any suggestions for anyone else that we could have in there, or any suggestions of people that we might not wish to have on this listing because they might have not followed up, or they might have not been present in the new topics that we've been discussing here. The current topics, as I said, distribution of IP address blocks, coordination of top-level domains, the tension between multilateral and multi-stakeholder fora, and the engagement of government stakeholders in these issues, how ICANN interacts with other organizations, and how ICANN interacts with the laws of local laws, whether data protection or cybersecurity, etc. Several issues that we have here now. Do we have the right lineup to discuss those? Nigel? Nigel's put his hand down. Any thoughts on this? Do we have any other volunteer who might be interested in speaking, who's present today, who would be interested in speaking in that slot? There's an et cetera here listed. No particular volunteers either. Okay, fair enough. Well, look, let's follow up then by email afterwards with a small group to see if the lineup is fine. I think we have a good structure for the agenda now. I wish I could share it with you. Is there a way to share this? There isn't really, is there? And if I cut and paste, it's not going to do correctly. So I'm afraid I haven't got the ability to write in a separate window so you can all see this.
But you want to pass it to me and I can put it up again if you like.
Olivia, become a presenter. You could become a presenter and then you could write in the window.
Yeah, but I don't know if Deirdre is able to make me a presenter. Are you able to make me a presenter?
But of course, 1 minute, please. There you go.
Aha, there you go. Let me just put it down here. So in the notes section on the left-hand side, there you go, under topics/issues, and this is not an exhaustive list, but that certainly provides us with some fodder to start the discussion, and we can then move from there after that. And we'll have 90 minutes, so great. So now we've only got 2 minutes to discuss the other thing that we needed to discuss, and I guess we really have to just touch on it. And that's designing the agenda of the WEFIS forum session in that will take place in Geneva on Monday, the 19th of March. Monday, the 19th of March is immediately after the ICANN meeting. So it doesn't give us much time to prepare. On top of that, I'm not quite sure that we will have that many people. Just trying to see, let me just put it here. There you go. So in the chat is the link to the page, the relevant page. This is from at ITU 2018. And the, I don't know if Deirdre, you can make an imprint of this and show it on the Adobe Connect. So the
an imprint
proposed
of the,
topic,
what you just linked, the link you just put on?
Yes, please, yeah.
Yes, yeah, okay, thank you.
So the proposal was a dialogue on different cooperation models of approaches to internet public policy development. That's all part of action line number 11. And so the description is very vague. It says that the session organized by the ICANN CCWG on IG will look at varying patterns and examples of multi-stakeholder engagement across a number of different fora, contrasting their effectiveness and potential lessons to be learned. The views and experiences of all those present will be valuable for this roundtable discussion. Participants will include members of the ICANN community. The first question is, of those people that are currently on this call today, how many of you are coming to Geneva? I think that Mary, are you, I think Mary usually is. How many will be, so let's put a green tick or a check mark or a yes plus one in the chat if you are going to Geneva. I see a red cross from Christopher Wilkinson, who's not coming. Greg is not either. I guess I can probably put a red for me as well. Unfortunately, there's the IETF taking place in London immediately after the ICANN meeting, so I have to, I'm busy there. It is quite strange that the WEFIS Forum takes place around that time. So I'm not seeing anybody at the moment from our group in Geneva. Alan, are you going to be in at the WEFIS, Alan Greenberg?
Not probably likely.
No, and Jim, usually, Jim, you usually are. Are you with the MAG at the time, or?
Hey, sorry, I'm dealing with six other things at once. Yeah, I will be in Geneva. I'm just not exactly sure what my schedule is that week yet. As you mentioned, the MAG is meeting, and there's some other stuff going on. So.
Yeah, so I'll certainly read on some fora.
I don't think you. Yeah, I'll do my best to be there, but I can't be a speaker.
Okay. Thanks for this, Jim. Yeah, I've seen on some discussion forum somewhere that there were some concerns that MAG members, even MAG members, would have difficulty attending some of the days because of the ongoing meetings in parallel with the WEFIS forum. Nigel Hickson, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Olivier. Well, just to note what took place on the chat, you know, a couple of weeks back when this was first discussed. So Marilyn expressed, she said she was going to be there. At the WEFIS Forum. Louise Hurrell, who I think was on the call earlier, although she's dropped off, she's from NCUC. She's going to be there because NCUC have got a session. And Mary, I know, has said in the chat that she'll be there if she can get her visa. And obviously, you know, ICANN organisation is going to be around because we've got we're involved in it. So potentially we had sort of three or four names that could possibly do something. Wolfgang Klein-Wachter might also be in Geneva at that time, and I think he would be quite a suitable person to be involved in this exercise because he's, you know, obviously. Written quite extensively about the different approaches to discussing internet public policy. So I think, you know, we have a number of people that could possibly do this. It's just that we have little time to organise it, and we, as I put in the chat, although it's now gone, obviously, we only have until Monday to, we don't have to do this, but if we want to update the website, the WSIS website, to put some people's names down, then we only have until close on Monday to do it. So we are up against it, but we do have the workshop session, and I think if we didn't go ahead with the workshop session, that would look, that would look pretty bad, actually, because, you know, we have been allocated it. So we ought to try, I think, if possible, to do something for it.
Yeah, thanks for this, Nigel. It's Olivia speaking. I've noticed from last year that last year we also had Jovan Korvalisha that was listed, and we had Laurie Shulman. Is Laurie going to make it this year? And it's a pity because we had Laurie a bit earlier on the call. She might have dropped off.
Yeah.
Does anyone know?
We can certainly ask her, but I don't know.
We can ask her if she's going to be there. And Bill Drake also. It's quite likely that Bill will be there, I believe. Sorry?
We did ask Bill Drake. He's teaching at that time in Zurich, so he's...
Okay. So no Bill. Okay. So let's have an action and ask if Laurie will be coming. And you mentioned Louise Harrell. That's good. Mary, Marilyn, Nigel, Wolfgang. I think we've got a small group. There's still a bit of time to come up. You can certainly put those speakers down if we're all okay with it. And Mary, if you're okay with being listed. And, I think that's what we did last year. And then I had some minor adjustments at the time saying, whoever could come or couldn't come. I recall there was remote participation last year from Rafik and Tatiana. So we could actually have some remote participants if we wanted to. Especially since this particular session is taking place in the afternoon, I believe.
Yes, yes.
So that means it's friendly enough for the Western Hemispheres and North America and Latin America as well. So we could certainly have somebody intervene from remote participation if required. But that we can always set up in the next couple of weeks. As long as we've got a core set of people that are ready to speak about the different cooperation models for approaches to internet public policy development. Are we okay with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah.
Right. Thanks for this. So I guess, Alan... Nigel, I guess you can follow up with me and with Rafik and the co-chairs afterwards, and I think we've got a direction that we can go into. And I certainly will follow up now with the putting together of the main agenda for the ICANN meeting. And really, with 6-7 minutes past the top of the hour, I'm not sure we have that much more time. This is supposed originally to be a 60-minute call, so... I know we lost some time with it, but if there is any other business to discuss, is there anything that we've missed so far? Nigel, I'm looking at you specifically, if there's anything else that you need at this point in time.
There was just the point on whether there was any feedback on the cross-community engagement group charter. I know it was sent to the GNSO. I think they looked at it at their council meeting, and it's on the agenda again for their council meeting on next week the week after in Puerto Rico. So it's possible they didn't reach it, but I don't know.
Yeah, thanks for this, Nigel. Olivier Tepanabdol speaking. It's a little premature to obtain feedback at this point in time, from what I understand. The ALAC also has a copy of the charter in their hands. And I gather that most of the feedback we will receive will be in Puerto Rico. So that will be part of the agenda and the discussions in our face-to-face meeting, where the first part of the agenda will be speaking about the discussions with the board on internet governance, and then we'll be discussing the proposed revisions to the charter. Okay. And we will also have 15 minutes to plan for the WESIS forum if there is anything to plan, any last-minute planning required. Right. Well, thanks, everyone, for attending. It's been a bit of a disjointed call, literally, but we've still managed to go through the agenda, although with a little bit of delay. But thanks for your participation. And I look forward to meeting you all in San Juan, hopefully. And for those people that are not traveling, then please follow us remotely. We've got our two sessions on Monday and on Thursday. And with this, I'd like to adjourn the call. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.